It's Volunteer Appreciation Day here on 88.7 MyFM, presented by Tim's Truck and Equipment Service. I'm joined in studio by Jerry Fitzgerald. Jerry, thank you very much for joining me today. Can we start off with you telling me a little bit about how you got involved with the Morningstar Mission?
Well, I live at 80 Baker Street in the Seniors, and one night a gentleman there asked me if I wanted to go for supper. And I said, oh, okay. So we went over to the mission, and I walked in, and I'm from the country. I never seen this before. So we walked in, had the meal, and come up around, freaking through the line. And I went to pay, and they said, you don't have to pay. I said, oh, okay. So there was a tip jar at the end of the table. So I threw some money in there. Then I got to know a few people, Richard the cook, and then got to know Kevin more frequently, and him and Trudy both, and then I just started to volunteer, like helping in the kitchen and doing this and that, and ended up that I'm a volunteer there, and I love it.
Yeah. Can you maybe tell me a bit about why did you feel it was so important to give back to the community?
Well, I'm retired. I retired 6 years ago. I was a truck driver, and I retired, and I can't sit. I have to be doing something. So, and it's so close, and I love doing it. I love doing my job where I am, and I love helping people. And I clean the mission, but I'm glad I can help. Like I've bought them people on the street. I bought them something to eat at Tim Hortons.
And so I guess one last question for you. During your volunteering time with the Morningstar Mission, or maybe just in general, is there per se an accomplishment that you're most proud of?
Yeah, it's nice to see everything, you know, just when Trudy and Kevin and the volunteers come in the morning, that everything is clean. They don't have to worry about cleaning anything. The washrooms, the floors are all mopped and everything like that. And then we have a lady upstairs that looks after the food and the clothing and that. And like we give a lot of clothing out to people. No, it's really good. I've learned a lot in the last 3 years. I've had my eyes open. I never seen this. I live in the country. I never seen that. And let me tell you, poverty is bad. People don't understand it. I even talked to Kevin, and I said to him, you know, it's really getting bad, and it's only going to get worse. And I'm just so happy that I'm part of this family, that I can help them. You know, that's just the way I am. And, like, I'm there in the morning. I take my little dog out for a walk, and I walk over and go in and check, and I check every night I go around. We have a drop-in on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. And I volunteer for that, and that I look after it and make sure everything is done. And Saturday from 4 to 6, we have a barbecue, all free, no charge for anybody that wants to come and have a hamburger and a hot dog and a salad. No, it's like I said, we moved from here. I moved from Brockville, 2018, just before COVID hit.
Okay.
And we love it here. The people are fantastic, and I enjoy my job, and I'm retired.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters to me. Like, if I can help somebody, I'm there.
I thank you very much for coming in and joining me in studio today.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.